Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Now, Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings, what's the drasha of Mishpacha, Mishpacha? We have a drasha of Medina, Medina, Ve'eva, here. What's the drasha of Mishpacha, Mishpacha? Gemara brings the base of Chanina, Lavi Mishpachas, Kayanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim, Shas Kuna, Levi'a, Shemaval, and Vedasin, Ubayim, Lishmai, Mikim, Megillah. That Kuna, the Kayanim, and Levi'im, Kayanim, and Vedasin, Levi'im, the Chanim, Yisob, and Adam, Kulan mevalon avedasin ubayim lishmaya mikra megillah, and then it says mikan samchus shabeis rebi shemevalon avedasin shemevalon talmud torah ubayim lishmaya mikra megillah. Now there's a machlokes rishonim and a machlokes apeiskim. What does it mean that mevatal avoid lishmaya mikra megillah? Is it even when you can only do one? You have a choice: either you do avoda or mikra megillah. And even in that case, Mikra Megillah takes precedence over Aveda. That's what Rabbi Kivega brings down in the Gilui Nashash, in the Piskei Taisus in Erichin. Piskei Taisus in Erichin, apparently he had such a Taisus in Erichin, that even if there's no more time to do Aveda, you have a choice, either Megillah or Aveda. You don't bring the Talmud that day, it's Nidcha because of the Megillah. And the Ritva brings it also from Yesh Mefarshim. And that's a psak really of the Bach and the Taz and the Bira Agra, that when you have a choice between Megillah and another mitzvah, even a mitzvah deraisa, you do Megillah, not the mitzvah. But the Ran and the Ritva, and this is the Mashmaris of Taisus, the way the Beis Yosef learns, holds not that way. That Avada, if it's a choice between doing a mitzvah Megillah or a mitzvah deraisa, Megillah is derabanan, it can't be deicha mitzvah deraisa. Now the Gemara means that the Mevatlin, Aveda, do the Megillah, but I'll do that Aveda later. And that's what the Gemara means. If they wouldn't be able to do that Aveda at all, it wouldn't be Nincha because of Mikra Megillah. So, the Shaila is, what's Takab Shad? Rishayim asking, good, how could a mitzvah, the rice to be Nincha and the Mikra Megillah? So the Taz says the Lashem, because Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah Dam. Megillah is also considered like a mitzvah, the rice, it's a mitzvah with Divrei Kabbalah. But the Ritva, when he brings down the Yesh Farshim, he says it's Yesh Shus L'Cham Lakad Avim Natoya B'Shev Al Tasef. The Bi'a Gra brings another Gemara. The Bi'a Gra says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you have a choice between Ner Chanukah and Yain for Kiddush, which one do you do? You do Ner Chanukah, because of Pesumei Nisan. So he says, if you hold that Kiddush Al Yain is Derabbanan, I mean, the Raisa Yetzi without Yain, so Mel is good. But if you hold that Kiddush Al Yain is Deraisa, so that would be a Ryan that it's even Sumanis is even Daya Chavitzah Deraisa. Now Chanukah is not different Kabbalah. Chanukah is Derabbanan. Megillah is in the Psukim, it's different Kabbalah. It's from the Nevi'im. Chanukah is not. So the guy in Vaisis holds that Sumanis alone would be Daya Chavitzah Deraisa. L'chay, you're going to have to say, because the Yeshua Shusla Chalm Lakad Abim Tev Hashem Al Tassel, like the Ritva says. Now the Taz is a Gemaldi Gakash on the Rat. How could you say that a Deraisa is not Nichol Gamri? What about Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is Nichol Gamri. Are you going to say you'll learn later? But that's another chiyuv. Every minute's another chiyuv. You can't be mashal. Whenever you miss now, you miss forever. So just like with Talmud Torah, you see clearly that it's nidchah legamri. So you see, a mitzvah deraisa is nidchah legamri. As I fact, the Taz, the kasha. But the achreinim answer, no. Because the answer, what's b'chlal pshat? Talmud Torah is, every mitzvah is Deicha Talmud Torah. Anytime a mitzvah is the Efshalaz of Deicha, it's Deicha Talmud Torah. Even mitzvahs there are banan. All mitzvahs, you're supposed to be it's not willing to do the mitzvah. So what's Bechlal Pshat in the Gemara? Right? What's Tam Pshat in the Gemara? Right? The Teretz is, that the fact that they did the Megillah first, at the time when they were Kaveya for learning, and they closed the Gemara, so they do the Megillah now, they didn't push off the Megillah until later, that's as Abitul Torah, which they learn from Aveda. But the fact that they're not learning Torah alone, that anyway, Yemavatel Talmud Torah didn't do any mitzvah. Let's wait a little bit more. Taisus asks the kasha, how come the Mevatlin, after Kriya, there's plenty of time to do Aveda? So he says, thus alone, it's Heira Yayim, and it's Zman Aveda. And the Menicha Vaisa B'Shul HaKriya, that's what's called a Bittul. Right? That's what's called a bittul. And then he asks the kasha, so why taka do you do it? Do the Aveda first, or do the Megillah later? And Teretz says, because Megillah also, it's Tayyip Likra in Matziv Mishnah Tvei Pesum Enisa. So Taisus holds like this, right? Taisus, the fact that Taisus didn't answer that we're talking about a case where you can't do the Aveda later, that shows in that case, you'll taka do the Aveda. So if you could only do one, you do Avodah. So what's the case? The case is where you're going to be missing in the Shleimus of one of them. If you do the Avodah right now, you won't have Pesum Enisa. You won't be able to be Kari Metziba because of Pesum Enisa. If you do the Megillah now, the fact that it's Heira Yayim, it's Man Avodah, Menicha Hashem Megillah, that's called the Chesaron in the Avodah, that's missing, that's called the Bittul of Avodah. So there we learn that from the Pasuk, that when you have a choice of doing Megillah B'Shleimus, so Avodah B'Shleimus, do Megillah B'Shleimus. Even though Avodah is the Raisa, Megillah is the Rabbanah. Because you're not being Deicha the Raisa, you're just not doing it with the full Shleimus. Right? So that, good. So Megillah, right? So, right, Talmud Torah is also that way. The fact that you read Megillah instead of learning, that's Pashat that you do that. Because every mitzvah involves Talmud Torah. But the Pshat is, if you close the Gemaras at this time, you have a kviyas to learn, you close the Gemaras at this time, you're valid Talmud Torah, Bel Nishmar Mikra Megillah, that's called a bittul. That's called a chesaron in the Shleimus. That's like a bazillion to the Torah bissel. You wouldn't do it stam azay. But lead the chisa, if you do the Megillah later, so you're not going to be missing a pesum minisik, missing Rav Manches Melech. So Mekan Sohu, just like you can walk out of the Beis HaMikdash and close down the whole Beis HaMikdash and go ahead and Megillah and do that Avodah later. So Koshkein, you can close the Beis Medrash and hear the Megillah, and even if that would be like a Mislul B'Zayin to the Talmud Torah. But the Etzem missing the Talmud Torah alone, that's not a problem. That anyway, there's a din that Talmud Torah is nitzchah from that all mitzvahs.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.